The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
Karen, Steve, and Danny, good morning.
What's up? Good morning. All right, Steve Migs, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Matt?
Ready.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as what?
Snow.
Correct. On what continent were the first Winter Olympics held?
Asia.
No.
Africa.
No.
United States.
No. Narrowly escaping the 27 Club, how old was Hank Williams when he died?
28.
No.
29.
Yes. What William Golding novel tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island?
Oh, pass.
What is the second largest planet in our solar system?
Mercury.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Mars.
No. Which fast food chain uses the slogan, "It's finger licking good"?
KFC.
Correct. Who holds the record for most hits as a Seattle Mariner?
Ken Griffey Jr.?
No.
Edgar Martinez?
No.
Ichiro.
Yes. Which southwestern state is home to the International UFO Museum?
Nevada?
No.
Arizona?
No.
California?
No. What is the more common term for the scapula?
Pass.
What decade did the Guinness Book of World Records debut?
1920s.
No. 1, 2, 3, four. Correct, Matt.
Hanked it today.
Hey, you scored more points than the Mariners yesterday.
Yeah. That's true. Yep. That's true.
Wow.
It's true. It's true. Welcome Sorry. Back, Steve.
Things got heated in the other room.
What? Are you? Did you spill?
Yeah.
Are you wet?
I'm wet.
What'd you do?
We were getting talking about the Mariners.
Oh.
How were we? Were you?
Yeah.
Did he get 22 right? Do I have to get zero right?
No, he did not get 22.
I'm storming out of the room all heated, and Ryan Castle's just looking like, has Steve lost his mind?
Oh, no.
The answer is yes.
Well, welcome back, sir. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as what?
Snow.
Yes. On what continent were the first Winter Olympics held?
Let's go with North America.
No.
Oh, wait, Europe.
Yes. Narrowly escaping the 27 Club, how old was Hank Williams when he died?
28?
No.
29.
Yes. What William Golding novel tells the story of a group of boys cast away on a desert island?
Is that Lord of the Flies?
It is.
What
is the second?
Movie.
Yes. What is the second largest planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It is not.
Mercury?
No.
Jupiter?
No. Damn. Which fast food chain uses the slogan, "It's finger licking good"?
KFC.
Yes. Who holds the record for most hits as a Seattle Mariner?
Ken Griffey. No, Ichiro.
Yes. Which southwestern state is home to the International UFO Museum?
Oh, that has to be Danny's home state of New Mexico.
Yes. What is the more common term for the scapula?
The skull?
No.
Why am I having a hard time thinking about this now? My neck?
No.
I'm going to be so mad at myself because I know it. The brain.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
Yes.
7-4. Sorry, Matt.
Well played, Steve.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one.
It's a celebration.
So what's the scapula?
It's your shoulder blade.
Ah!
Yeah.
Stupid.
Also, neither of you got correct that the second largest planet in our solar system is Saturn. And one that you did not get to, Steve. What decade did the Guinness Book of World Records debut?
The 60s.
It was actually the 50s, but very close. Hey, congratulations on your victory, sir.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
You know what? I'm going to put it out there. When we have our 55th anniversary party at Tulalip Amphitheater, I'm going to bring a Beat Migs quiz with me and see if we can find one rockaholic that would like to play as the Black Crowes are rocking us out.
I say we just walk on stage as they're playing one of their songs and ask Chris Robinson just to answer some questions.
Oh, I bet he's way smarter than you, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like to join us for our 55th anniversary party, you can grab your tickets at KISW.com. 1 week from this Sunday, we will be partying down at Tulalip Amphitheater. And you can even join us for a little pre-funk in the Canoes Cabaret starting at 4 o'clock. So head to KISW.com for all the info.
something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's Taco. Slide into our VMs.
There are several ways that you can get in touch with us, and one of those ways is through the Odyssey app.
Yes.
You can leave us a voice message with the help of the handy microphone icon. Steve Miggs, who has been leaving the VMs lately?
Well, let's check out our first voice message.
This message is for the Daily Miggs Show. A couple days ago, you guys were talking about how you were giving up on the Mariners, and I will be honest, I was one of those that was getting a little upset because I couldn't believe that you guys were really throwing in the towel already. But I'm not going to lie, after last night, 22-0, it's over.
Oh, I mean, the good news is it can't really get much worse, right?
I think we've been saying that quite a bit. And yesterday, I think they said, hold my beer. Yeah, and then yesterday's voice message, remember the guy said this. He said this part.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
I mean, it just keeps getting worse.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had a moment of optimism.
Uh-oh.
I was in the other room during Beat Migs with Dayton. As we were both venting about the Mariners, something hit me. This is the rock bottom moment.
Oh, this is it.
This is the moment where everything turns around.
We snap out of it.
This is the moment that the team has a meeting, players only, and they talk about how much they suck and how they have to turn around because they've been letting down the city of Seattle. Today, it all changes. That was rock bottom. And now, when we celebrate the World Series win that is going to happen at the end of this year, we will look back on yesterday's 22-0 loss as the reason why your Seattle Mariners became an unstoppable force.
Steve, I would like to congratulate you. You are officially the most optimistic Seattle sports fan of all time.
Now, my brain, though, is thinking this.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
So I don't know which one to listen to, either my brain or my heart. I think both are wrong.
Hey, we got a lot of baseball left to play this season, guys.
There are only 4 games out. The Houston Astros have been sucking.
Keep your chin up.
That's right. Watch today. They end up winning 1-0. It's going to be like the most ridiculous like yin and yang from yesterday's game. Or the bats are alive today.
I hope so.
What if we win 23-0 today?
That'd be amazing.
All right, let's check out our next voice message. Now we're just making up fairy tales.
I'm watching Hard Knocks. Miggs, did you hear that? Did you see that? Ernest Jones confirmed WWE fan. Here comes the money. Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar, dollar.
Then you have no idea what the hell's going
on. What does that part mean?
Okay, you were watching Hard Knocks yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a great moment when Devin Witherspoon, they announced that he just signed that big deal. He's getting paid a ridiculous amount of money. He goes into the locker room and everybody's celebrating. And did you see Ernest Jones? He had a boombox in his hand
yes.
with his phone, like a Bluetooth kind of a thing going
yes.
on. And he played a certain song here. That is the theme song for Shane McMahon from the WWE.
That's his walk-out song?
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Oh, wow. I did not pick up on that, but thank you for informing me.
I saw a lot of my wrestling nerd friends also going, Ernest Jones clearly loves the WWE, but he's been at WWE shows. He's even joked about how when he's done playing football, he wants to get into the world of wrestling.
Oh my gosh.
Which makes me love him even more.
That is awesome.
All right, we got time for one more. Let's check it out.
Hey guys, I'm calling the morning show. And you guys had a question about rock bands, whatever you've seen before they were famous. And I saw Guns N' Roses open up for The Cult at the Paramount.
Okay.
Dude!
I'm officially jealous.
That is insane. I wish I could time travel.
That is one of the bands. Like Kiss in the 70s, when they first started, I would want to see live. And then Guns N' Roses in like the late 80s. There's like a video of them playing at like the Ritz or something like that in LA. And it's like right when Appetite came out.
It's like just getting ready to explode.
Oh my goodness.
And wow. What a show. They came out blazing. Axl Rose he started yelling at us. Seattle sucks. And you don't know what good music is. It was wild, dude. But anyways, that's my Guns N' Roses opening for The Cult. How crazy. Early 80s, mid 80s, whatever it was. I don't even remember. I seriously don't remember the 80s. Anyways, y'all have a great day.
Remember that show was great, though.
Oh, that is a great voice message.
So
right
lucky.
There. Right?
Oh, it's not fair sometimes.
Well, which band, if you could go time machine, see back in their early days, who would it be?
Oh, you know who? I would want to go back and see David Bowie.
Oh, like Ziggy Stardust
yeah,
era?
Yeah, I would love to see like earlier David Bowie. What is it for you?
I mean, Kiss. Without a doubt.
That's
I mean,
the one.
Kiss, or, I mean, even like seeing like seeing some of the footage of Pearl Jam when they played the Off Ramp, which is now El Corazon, like on that first show. That would have been pretty cool.
When they were still Mookie Blaylock.
Right. And like everyone was there because they're just like, oh, you know, we heard the Mother Love Bone guy. So that would have been pretty awesome.
Oh, definitely.
How about you, Danny?
Probably Green Day. I want to see them like in their like Billy Joe's Crazy on whatever era where he's like falling on the stage and humping the stage, and like young Green Day would just be so much fun to go watch.
Oh, what's that club in the Bay Area, like Gilman Street?
Yeah,
that play. I have some like way back in the day, I had a VHS tape of one of their shows from there, yeah. And I remember thinking like that when he had dreadlocks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to a show with him to see like Operation Ivy back then. Yep. Like that would be so cool to see.
Oh, someone just texted in about my optimism with the Mariners.
Uh-oh.
Steve, shut up already. The Mariners suck ass. The season's been over for a long time.
Yeah.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
I mean, no lies detected.
Not wrong.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
But there's still a chance. Hey, guess what I have to do today that I'm dreading?
I don't know what.
Fill up my gas tank. It's so expensive, right?
I was gonna say colonoscopy. I was like, what are we talking about here?
Gas is way too expensive, and we have your chance to score a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel. Big thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort for this. In 10 minutes time, we will be giving you a code word to text. Don't text it to the station number. You're going to want to text it to 20357 for your chance to win that $500 gas card. And we've got code words today at 720. Ryan Castle has one at 1120, the men's room at 320, and Jolene at 720. So stick around and get your details at KISW.com. If you have been going broke at the gas pump, we have your shot at a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel. Big thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Right now, you can text the word ANGEL to 20357. Text ANGEL to 20357 for your shot at a $500 gas card courtesy of Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. You can get all the contest details at KISW.com. Last night, I know, Steve Miggs, you and I enjoyed watching episode 3 of Hard Knocks with the Seahawks.
Another great episode.
So awesome.
It's fun learning about the players.
I love it. All these, like, peeks behind the curtain. And there was this great moment during the episode where Brady Russell, he actually had to shower up, pack up, and leave the game on Saturday, the Cowboys preseason game, at halftime because his wife had gone into labor.
Brady Russell had a nice first half, but he's not the only one delivering tonight.
Okay.
I love the puns and the one-liners from Liev Schreiber.
I feel like episode 3 was chock full of them.
Yeah.
And it was great because earlier they're just talking about like how great of a game Brady's playing. You hear the coaches talk about just how like hard he's hitting people. And then earlier in the episode, he's hanging out with his wife who's got like the big baby bump going, and they're just talking about how she's already due. And so I wasn't expecting that he had to leave the game.
No.
But that's exactly what happened.
You need help getting to the hospital?
No, I'm all good.
Okay.
What happened to her?
His wife's going to Labor Day.
Oh. Oh. You should go then.
The look on that coach's face. It was like, oh.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Because probably the coach is like, what the hell is Brady doing? The game's not over. He's got his jeans on. He's got his tank top
what are you,
going.
A quitter?
Yeah.
Is everything going okay?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay, are you going to the hospital or are you going home? You going home or are you going to the hospital?
Home to pick her up.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby time?
Yeah.
And then coach just walks away. Like I wanted to play like baby time. You
my
know
gosh.
It. I did see somebody post like after the episode, like, you know, some people are just like talking about it on social media, and somebody said my wife went into labor during the NFC Championship game.
Oh no, that's not great timing. We got to finish this.
Because at least it wasn't the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl would have
made for a little bit more of a difficult situation. But I was wondering about, I feel like there's probably a lot of listeners out there that have had, like, the baby time at the craziest time stories.
Absolutely.
Do you have, I mean, I know, with Barrett, it wasn't a crazy time.
Oh, no. So we were way overdue, much like Brady Russell and his wife. Way overdue. I went in to be induced a week after our due date, and then he wasn't born for 2 more additional days. So was no, like, we're going into labor. Let's get out of here. I mean, it was just hurry up and wait.
Yeah, Tatum was doing the 6th of December. She wasn't born until the 13th.
Yeah.
And it was like the running joke because, like, it could happen at any moment. And I remember I didn't want it to happen at this situation, but it would have been funny. So, like, I was wrestling, like, the Friday before, or like the week before. And I told like the announcer guy, I'm like, hey, here's my phone. If you see my wife calling, just get on the microphone. Cause like my wife's like, go wrestle. If anything happens, I'll call you. I'm like, okay, call me. Like, don't just text. Like, call. And so that was, like, the thing. It was like, hey, if she does, call, go on the announcement. Like, Migs, your wife's on the phone. She's pregnant, you know, she's having a baby. Because I thought that would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be a great way to wrap up the match.
And I even told my opponent, I'm like, if this happens, I'm going to kick you in the ding-ding, roll you up, and I'm just leaving the ring, and I'm going straight to my car.
I like that you had a plan, though. That's awesome.
We had a full-on plan, baby.
Well, this was, as we're watching this episode last night, I'm having this thought of, you know, a lot of times the first baby, you don't have the baby right away. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of waiting around. So I'm like, man, Brady probably could have finished that game. He could have finished that game.
Maybe with a regular season game, he would have.
Maybe.
The Daily Migs Show.
What about you, Rockaholics? What's your baby time at the craziest time story? What was going on when you or your wife or someone you know went into labor? 206-803-ROCK. It's not always at the best time.
Someone just texted, it happened at Costco, and their story is awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Bush. At halftime of the Seahawks preseason game, Brady Russell had to leave because his wife had gone into labor.
Brady Russell had a nice first half, but he's not the only one delivering tonight.
You need help getting to the hospital?
No, I'm all good.
Okay.
What happened to her?
His wife's going to labor.
Oh.
Everything going okay?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay. Are you going to hospital or are you going home? You going home or are you going to hospital?
Home to pick her up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baby time?
Yeah.
I just love that's happening in the middle of the game that we were all watching.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to them, but it did inspire us to ask a question about the time that baby time happened at the craziest time. What was going on when you or your wife or someone you know went into labor? The number is 206-803-ROCK. Tom in Olympia, what's your baby time at the craziest time story?
All right, so I just heard this yesterday. This is a coworker of mine, and a brand new coworker, and he told us a story about he and his wife were, you know, just living life, and she got real sick one day, and she's like, I need to go to the hospital. So they went to the hospital. And at the hospital, they were like, well, are you pregnant? No, no, we've taken pregnancy tests. We're not pregnant. And they took a urine sample. And then the next thing you know, they come out 2 minutes later and they said, yeah, by the way, you are pregnant and you're going to have your baby today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The same day they had the baby?
Yes, exactly. Yes, the same day.
What a crazy next day at work. Hey, well, how was your day? Well, I found out I had a kid and it was born yesterday.
Well, yeah. How are you supposed to tell your boss? Oh, yeah, by the way, we just had a baby yesterday. Well, why didn't you tell us you were pregnant for the last 9 months or whatever?
Wow.
So he said that his boss actually showed up at the hospital just to confirm that it was
okay, that's pretty funny. He's like, I need to make sure this is actually... That is what an insane story. You hear stories like that, but I've never known anyone that's happened
to. There was a whole TV show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
Right. I just thought I had a couple extra pounds.
Oh my gosh, that is bonkers. I mean, and then, you know, you think about all the paperwork you're supposed to fill out before, you know, going on leave or any of that kind of stuff. Haven't done that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of extreme because now all of a sudden you got like, well, I guess we're going to Babies R Us. Babies R Us even open anymore. But we need to get a room set up now.
God, that's wild. 206-803-ROCK. Brittany in Port Orchard, what's your baby time at the craziest time story?
So it wasn't me. It was my sister and sister-in-law. They managed to get pregnant within weeks of each other. And we all made a joke throughout the entire pregnancies that, oh, you guys are going to go into labor on the same day. They're going to be cousin twins. Well, we jinxed them. And I got a phone call the night before they were born that my sister-in-law went into labor. And then that morning, my sister went into labor. And we were like, oh, it's my sister-in-law's third baby. You know, it'll be here before my sister's first. But then my sister started progressing and we're like, oh my gosh, it's baby race. Who's going to win?
A baby race.
And they were born 90 minutes apart, one in Olympia and one in Yakima.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's pretty amazing.
And my niece is the oldest one and she always refers to my nephew as her baby.
The baby nephew, 90 right. minutes.
Younger. I'm 90 minutes older. That makes sense.
206-803-ROCK. Joel in Seattle. What is your baby time at the craziest time story?
Hey, how's it going, Seattle?
What's up?
Hey, so my story is my second son. I was scheduled to go to work. I'm a manager. I have to be at work. I have to be a manager there at all times. Went in. Wasn't expecting anything because my kid wasn't supposed to be born for another month.
Okay.
And I got the call from my girl, and it was in the middle of the night, and it was April 1st.
Oh, man.
Of all the days.
So I was like, are you being serious? You have to answer me. Are you being serious? And she's like, yes, I'm in labor. So then I had to proceed to call everyone that could answer and come and relieve me at work. And no one believed me because it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, no.
I bet that was just annoying the living hell out of you.
No, but so we went in. Baby's great. His name's Luke. Everything was fine. He was a preemie, but came out awesome.
Oh, it's great to hear, my man.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Migs Show. The
Daily Migs Show.
Is there anyone out there that believes they are smart enough to take down Steve Migs? Maybe you took advantage of the cheat sheet that we gave out at 5:40 during the men's room yesterday, where three of the correct answers to the upcoming game were revealed. Steve, right now you have 223 wins, 134 losses, and 63 ties in 2026. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.